interview is taken for the Western Sydney Women's Oral History Project, From Farms to Freeways, Women's Memories of Western Sydney. This interview is taken with Mrs. Edna Vidler of Blacktown on the 28th of February, 1992.
My name is Edna Vidler. I live at number 2 Bruce Street, Blacktown. I was born on the 31st of the 12th, 1908. My nationality is Australian. I am married, oh no, sorry, widowed. I have 4 children.
Right. First of all, I'll just ask you a few background questions about your family. Were you one of several children, or?
Yeah, 10.
One of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you come? Were you
in
the middle?
I was the second eldest.
Second eldest.
Yeah, the eldest girl, really. Mm.
And what sort of work did your father do?
My father was a painter.
A house painter?
Yes. Painter.
Mm. And your mother, did she work?
No, she was too busy having children, I think, really. Those days,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, she used to work around the house. She was a marvellous gardener and all that kind of thing. No, she never went to work as such.
Right. Yeah. And where were you? Were you born here in Blacktown?
No, I was born in Sydney, actually. I might have been born in Simmons Street, Newtown, I think.
Uh-huh.
I was born. Right. Some of us were born down there, and the rest of the family were born up here.
And yeah. So how old were you when the family moved to Blacktown?
Oh, I was about 12.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. And where did you live?
Well, my grandmother used to rent a house up on the corner of Bungaraby. There's a garage there now. Bungaraby and Pluscombe. Because by that, years ago, Pluscombe and Bungaraby only went to there type of thing. This new section, which goes down this way, wasn't built.
Oh, right.
And that, we had a big, there was a big, the veranda right round, you know, the triple.
Oh,
round,
yes. Yeah.
We had one of those like that. Mm. And my grandmother lived there, mm-hmm. and then they bought a property over Bungaraby Road, which is over that direction, and then my mother moved up, and we all moved up there.
Mm. And so you all lived in the house,
yeah, that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so your earliest memories, when you first moved up here, what was it like? What was the area like then?
Oh, well, dust road. I can imagine. No, all dust roads. Well, they used to put... in fact, my brother-in-law used to work on the council, and they used to put that shale.
Oh, yes.
Did that for years and years and years. The roads didn't get anywhere. But, mm-hmm. I mean, if they'd have started serving the roads like here now, many years ago, we would have had good roads all around Blacktown. Mm-hmm. But, of course, they put all this shale on, which didn't do anything. After a while, made a real dust pile of it.
Yes.
And it bedded down, and that was it. And so we didn't have good roads for many, many years, really.
And were there a lot of houses around...
No, not really.
Did you have neighbours close by, or?
Let me see now. No, I doubt whether there'd be hardly anyone up where we were.
And was it bush, or?
Oh, look, yeah, a fair bit of bush. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a fair bit of bush. Yeah. Weren't many, as I say, well, there weren't many roads, and there weren't many houses. Mm-hmm. People lived all those years ago.
So that'd be actually... Oh, about 1917, 1918,
something like that. Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Yes, that's right.
and you went to school locally, did you, at Blacktown?
Oh, only for a little while. I went to the Blacktown school for about 2 years, maybe less than 2 years. And I went to Parramatta High School for a little while.
Right.
Because years ago, of course, you could go to QC, but I think I left, I was about 15, mm-hmm. and went to work.
Right.
In tailoring.
Tailoring?
Yeah, tailoring
you?
In Parramatta.
Mm-hmm.
Phillip Street, Parramatta.
Mm. How did you get to school and to work when you went to Parramatta? I suppose you took the
train. Oh, train. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, everybody took the train.
Yeah, that was about the only transport around.
That's right.
Then,
the old steam train.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, these days they make a fuss about going to Sydney, but we all went. My children all went to Sydney and worked. Mm-hmm. There's nothing of it mm-hmm. years ago.
Mm-hmm. And what would your mother's... daily routine have been in those days? I suppose she was just busy house running.
Yeah, well, that's right. And we used to grow quite a few vegetables, and she was quite a gardener. She loved to have a nice flower garden in the front.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a lot of land around the house?
Oh, yes, quite a bit, really.
Mm-hmm. It's a big block.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right down the back was quite a big block, an enormous big barn down there.
Mm-hmm.
That had a lot of memories of the big barn. We used to play chasing around it.
Did you?
Yeah. And we'd look underneath the sea and see who was chasing because of a bit of a gap. We'd look over there and they'd never catch us. For reason, we'd see them coming and we'd die. It had some marvellous memory that I'll have.
So you had a happy childhood then?
Oh, very happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very happy. Yeah.
And did your mother do all the housework and the shopping and things herself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you have to help very much?
No, I think I went to work after a while. Yeah, we all went to work more or less. But my mother used to go to Parramatta and do shopping because there weren't many shops in Blacktown.
No.
And you could go to Parramatta and get meat. Remember, Cash's butcher were there for many years. In fact, I went myself eventually when I got married and had children. We used to go in there and you'd get meat quite cheap, which had a carriage, of course, but I mean, those days didn't think much of that, did you?
Carried
by
it on
train.
The train.
Yeah, go by train.
And then walk from the train.
Yeah. There were no buses. You just did it as a matter of course. I mean, you had no choice. I mean, everybody did it and they didn't think anything of it.
You just accepted it.
Yeah, that's right, because, if you can't get a bus, well, what do? You've got to walk.
That's right.
Yeah.
And did you have a bicycle or anything like that?
Well, I did eventually. I did get myself a bicycle eventually, yeah. When my mother moved eventually up this way, I used to go up and see her on the bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were quite a few people who had bicycles because it was quite a quick way of getting around.
Yes.
Yes.
If you wanted to go cross country and not on the train line.
Yes. Oh, I didn't go much distances really, but when my mother lived up there, and I think I lived, I've been living in this house for over 50 years. I might have been just down there. We lived just down there. And I used to ride my bike up to see my mother.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and you worked then until you got married, did you?
Oh, yes, I worked until I got married.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of work did you do?
Oh, I did tailoring.
Until you got
tailoring.
Married?
Yeah,
oh, right.
Yeah. That was my trade, really. I did tailoring. And then I had children. I had 4 children. And my husband got killed in the meantime.
Oh.
When my daughter was 2... actually, before that, I bought this block of land, would you believe, for £20?
Did you?
And it was 330 feet long, could you imagine it?
For £20?
Yeah, £20.
What year would that have been?
Oh. Well, we lived up when my youngest daughter was 2, and she's 54 now. And it would have been about 2 or 3 years before that.
Mm.
I bought the block of land. And then because there was a bit of depression on then, and I sort of had... Well, everybody would work for practically nothing, just to get some little whatever, and I had the part of the house built, this house, only the shell.
What year did you get married?
I got married in, let me think now, I was 22. 1908, and I was, that would have been 1930, must have been.
1930,
yeah. 1930. Yeah.
So you were married then, and you didn't move into this house though until later.
Until my younger daughter was about 2.
And did you you lived with your in-laws? Did you?
Yeah, I did for a little while. Yes, I lived there because they lived down there, and that just down there actually, not very far. Mm-hmm. I lived down there until my mother-in-law died,
mm-hmm.
and then I think I possibly bought a block of land after that. I think off one of my uncle-in-laws.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because of course years ago this was all. No roads much, just more or less land.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I sort of saved up. I used to save up like mad. I used to grow all my own vegetables and make the children's clothes.
Was this after
own.
Your husband had died, was it? Or because you're saying I bought the house I did this.
Yeah, after my husband died.
Yeah. When did he die? Weren't very long.
Before I was about 32, he died.
Really?
He was killed in an accident up the street.
Goodness. Yeah. And so you reared your 4 children on your own, did you?
Mm-hmm. 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 And my youngest one wasn't even born when he was killed.
Really?
No, only 3 months pregnant.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, but one learns to cope.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I used to, as I say, grow, when I come up here eventually, I used to grow my own vegetables down there. I did too, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Make the children's clothes, make my own, make some of my clothes.
Did
my
you?
My son, because you get things given to you. And he used to make... And of course, then you save money by doing that, of course, and growing most of the vegetables.
And how did you manage? Because there wasn't a pension in those days.
No, but
there?
I used to get something from I'm not sure what they used to call it then. It wasn't Social Security now, of course, but I'm not sure what they called it years ago. must have had some other name for it. Something similar. I was lucky. I got a sort of pension given to me.
Did you?
Yeah, by the government. Mm. Yeah. Of course, I was able to manage. Mm. Yeah.
I didn't think they had pensions in those days.
Well, they must have, because otherwise, how would some people live?
That's right.
I mean, when you've got children, you can't go out to work.
No.
Mm.
And so you didn't work at all.
No, I didn't work until my youngest daughter was 16.
Mm.
Well, I did. That's not quite right. I did a bit of housework over Prospect Way. One day a week I used to go, because you didn't get very much, I think, maybe about, can't recall, it wasn't very much those days, of course. I mean, the wages when I went to work was only about 12 and 6 a week,
really?
Can you imagine? And I think I probably might have got about a pound or something like that for the day's work, which was more or less housework. It was quite nice, and they had a very nice lady that I used to do it for.
Mm-hmm.
And, but that was, other than that, that was all I did.
So what would your daily routine have been like? Would you have...
Well, the time we get children off to school...
Did they take themselves to school, or did you have to take them?
Yeah, because they could walk to school, because when I got up here, of course, there were all paddocks. No way was there anything. You could probably go from here to school in about 7 minutes.
Really?
Because you walk right through, you see. And there was no busy road to speak of, really.
They had to cross the railway line, though, did they?
Yes, but there was a bridge there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, across the railway line, a bridge. And they managed to get to school, but I didn't. I don't remember him taking. I think perhaps the elder ones took the younger ones eventually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what did you do during your day?
Well, I'd sort of clean the house, I suppose. Then I'd probably do a bit of gardening and then all that kind of thing, cook the evening meal eventually.
Mm, and that filled your day. And did you go shopping locally, or did you still have to go
to
Parramatta?
No, I went to Parramatta too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to Parramatta too.
And carried all the shopping home.
Yeah, that's right. I remember going to the Cashers, the butchers. There was quite everybody used to go to this butcher shop, I think, because they were so cheap. And they get very nice meat too.
And what was the shopping like in those days? It was, you could have things delivered, couldn't you? Or not so much?
Not sure. I never did. I never did. No.
But the shopping was perhaps more friendly and more personal than
today. I remember up in the corner of Sunnyhill Road, which is up this way now, and Devon Street, which is the one run. There was a shop there named Chilbers. They were there for many, many years, Chilbers. And used to go, but of course all the corner shops were rather expensive, weren't they?
Yes.
And of course they still are.
They
don't get the... they don't get the deals that the big companies get, do they, really?
No.
So I probably didn't get very much. I probably got a few things.
Yeah. And so what did you do for recreation? Or did you not have much time, I suppose, to
Eventually, before I come up here, I had a tennis court built down there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I say 330 feet block have been way down past those units, way down to there. And my brother, he was very good, he helped me. And
was
we
this
all...
part of your land, was it?
Oh, yes. And we built a tennis court on there.
Mm.
And of course, eventually I used to do that up. And then I eventually got lights on, which was a bit of a money raiser, really.
Mm.
And we used to, and I used to play tennis eventually.
Did
down
you?
There.
Yeah. You let the court out to local people?
Yes, that's right, yes. A bit of income coming in.
And that was a fairly popular sport in those days,
too.
Oh,
it was, years ago, it was very popular. Yeah. Yeah, very popular. Oh, still is.
Did your children all play sport too?
Well, my son did, and my daughter. Two of my children played.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you go to theatre much, or
theatre?
Pictures?
Not really. No, you didn't have much money those days to go to theatre.
Mm.
And you had more money to go to Sydney anyway.
And what did your children do for entertainment, say in the school holidays and that sort of thing?
Well, they went to Balmoral. I remember I used to take them down there.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go to the Tivoli occasionally.
Oh, yes.
Which was good fun. Couldn't stand it now, though, with all the... the bad fella would come out and, you know,
the
you'd been to Tivoli. Oh, yeah. And all the children would scream out, you know. And I would think, oh, of course, you're young then, you could take it. I couldn't take it now, I'm afraid. But we used to go there occasionally. We used to go to Balmoral occasionally, to the beach.
Mm-hmm. Did you stay there at Balmoral? You had...
I know, just went
for the day.
Just went
for
the day,
did you?
Yeah. Took quite a bit to get there, because you used to go by train. And then, I think bus, I've got an idea, to Balmoral.
Mm-hmm.
Must have took about 2 hours still.
Yeah.
Didn't matter, really. And we used to go there, well, maybe occasionally.
was a day's
out. It was quite a treat. Mm. Yeah, that was quite a treat for children. Mm. And going to pantomime, so that was a very big treat, going to pantomime.
Mm.
But other than that, they used to play around. They amused themselves. Years ago, children amused themselves. We had no television. Have the television, yet. I don't know, everybody amused themselves years ago.
Made their own fun.
Yeah, of course they did. Mm. Yeah, when we were children, we did. No, we didn't have any all these facilities they have these days.
You were saying you were playing chasings as a child.
Yeah, played chasings my mother was good. She used to play hide the button. She'd hide the button, and of course we'd all, quite a few of us, and she'd say you're hot, and everybody would rush over there to see where you're hot. That filled up quite a bit of time.
Mm.
Yeah, we used to like that. That was good fun. Mm. Yeah.
Did you have birthday parties and that sort of thing when you were growing up?
I don't remember many birthday parties.
With 10 children, and she must have been very busy.
Yes, well, of course we were. Well, of course the whole thing is some were married before the last one was born. I think there were two, a couple of them married. Mm. Yeah, they spread over quite a number of years. Mm.
So, did your mother have anyone around to give her help with the children? Did she have a grandmother or somebody nearby or an aunt?
No, well, actually, my grandmother lived with us for a few years, but she was elderly, I think, and I don't think she was the other way around, I think, if anything.
Right,
And
so your mother really had to cope on her own fairly much?
Yes. No, I think we did too.
Mm-hmm.
We coped on our own.
Yeah.
We don't. I mean, the modern young person's very fortunate, but could they help? They could get now.
Yes.
Preschool and all this kind of thing. We didn't have any of that.
No.
It wasn't there, so we didn't worry about it. Was never.
What would you do if you were sick or if one of your children was sick? Was there someone that could help you with your children and a neighbour or a family?
No, not really. No. Not really. No, you just sort of went to the doctor,
And what were the health services like in Blacktown then, when your children were growing up?
Health services?
Mm.
I think you went to the...
There was no hospital, was there?
No hospital, because the hospital had been there about less than 30 years.
Mm.
We would have had to go into Parramatta,
mm.
which I did a few times, because I have a son that's accident prone.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. He was always doing something. I remember when he was 9, he was, because down there was all... Those houses weren't built. There was a big creek right through there.
Oh, yeah.
And my son was paddling, and there must have been glass in it. And he came flying home, bleeding. He had to cut his tendon right through on a piece of glass. And, of course, well, it was on a Sunday, unfortunately, too. And, of course, hospital those days, not like now, they encourage the parents to come, but you put them in on Sunday, you wouldn't see them till the Sunday after.
Really?
In Parramatta Hospital. So, of course, he downed him. I think the ambulance took it down to Parramatta Hospital, and poor Bert was put in there. And it wasn't the Sunday after I could see him, because just weren't allowed. Not like now, they encourage the parents to come, don't they?
They stay overnight and everything.
That's right, not now, not then. And then, would you believe, 3 years later, he did the same thing.
The same thing again?
Not down there. The same foot, the same tendon, but he was playing with some children down. They were having what they call a flyover on the railway there, and he was being dragged along with a piece of iron, apparently. And of course, Bert would be happy with the one. They cut his tendon again. Oh, you wouldn't read about it, would you?
So another dash to hospital.
Goodness
me.
Yeah. And then in between that and that, he fell out of a tree and took a bit of bone off his elbow. That was my son.
The others were all right, were they?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, we often laugh about that. And would you believe Bert is 57, that's right, nearly 50, no, 57. And all those years back, you know, a little bit of bone coming out only about 3 years ago.
From his elbow?
No, from his...
From the tendon?
Yeah, that's funny.
Isn't it?
A little bit of bone worked out.
Goodness.
Yes. Hmm. Amazing. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Working its way all those years.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, amazing.
And what were was there a doctor nearby, a local doctor?
Oh, yes, up the street, up near the school, there was a doctor.
And did you have a telephone on that you could ring?
No, you'd have to take the children up or whatever.
So if there was an emergency, you'd have to them all with you.
Yeah, with a pram. I had one of those good prams, not the little modern ones, a proper pram.
Right,
yeah,
the cane
yeah.
one.
Oh, yeah, the proper prank. Oh, yes, they have a good one at the top and one at the bottom, put your groceries in between.
Yeah, those were the days.
You know, amazing how you cope because, well, was I? No one had anything different.
No one
knew any different. You just
so you
coped
felt because, that was
yeah. Well, that
the
was
way
just the thing.
Was.
Yeah, that's right. That's how it was too. Really.
Yes.
Everybody coped, and no one expected. Well, you didn't get. Well, you didn't expect that because you know it just wasn't. You didn't think about getting any. You just learned to cope yourself.
And did you make jams and do a lot of?
Oh yes, I used to make jams and
yeah.
pickles and. And some preserves, all kind of things, years ago. Can't be bothered now. yeah.
And
but, you know, you keep busy because you do all that. And then, because making the children's clothes and all this kind of thing. Right? Yeah. You know, you keep busy. And doing the garden.
Do.
Yeah, that's right. I used to keep busy. I'm never bored. Never bored now either. Some people, I never understand people that are bored.
No, there's always something to do, isn't there?
And because I do a fair bit of charity, quite a bit of charity work.
Do you?
Yes, because this is one of the this is what they call the Land Club. It's the Deaf and Blind Children of North Rocks.
Oh, yes, the Lamb Club.
Lantern.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Their motto is affording light to the blind and guidance to the deaf. And that's the lantern.
Oh, right.
And then I've liked the Red Cross and the Hospital of Zuri.
Do you?
Yes. Mm. I've belonged to those for many years.
So when would you have belonged to things like that in the community back in the 50s?
No.
You
When I retired more or less because when you're working you don't get much time for those kind of things really.
And what sort of work did you do when you went to work again? Did you still do
tailoring?
Yeah. Yes.
I worked up at Anthony Squires.
Oh yes.
Yeah,
the
men's
city.
Tailoring.
In Sydney?
No, St Mary's.
Oh, right.
St Mary's, yeah.
Mm.
I've lived there for 15 years. Because when my youngest, because I got help from the government, but when my youngest daughter turned 16,
that was it.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
You don't get any more help.
Mm.
Well, you didn't. You probably don't. Oh,
you
might.
You don't
know. No, I don't know. No. Anyway, my children said, oh, Mum, it was quite a shock. Because I thought, oh, you know, when you get the letter say that you no longer get help, and you think, oh. So luckily I could. A fair bit of work then, so I went and got my job back. But my children said, oh, Mum, we can help to keep us. Oh, no, you can't do that. So, of course, I went to work. I think I've worked for 15 years up at Anthony Squires.
You'd worked there before, had you? Or
No.
No, you'd just done tailoring before.
Yeah,
so.
There's tailoring in different places.
Mm. So what was it like to go back to work again after such a long break?
Oh, you get used to it after a while. And then first I used to get taken, people would pick you up and take you, like in their car.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got a little Volkswagen, not that one, another one. And I used to take people myself because everybody likes being taken to work because, you know, instead of taking, going by train and then walking, you're taken right there and it only takes you about 20 minutes.
Mm.
So we used to go up in my car eventually, about four people.
Right.
I remember on a foggy morning when, of course, we used to get some terrible fogs. And I remember them. Because you couldn't know what the fogs are like, the real heavy fogs. You couldn't see more from here to there. I'd have people putting their heads out there and out here trying to show us the way because it was so foggy.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
But we managed anyway. Mm. Yeah.
And how did you manage your family finances? I mean, it must have been difficult for you when you were just getting the government allowance.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was. But then, of course, as I say, I made the children's clothes and grew all the vegetables, most of the vegetables, and it helps.
So, when did you notice the area around here start to change and become a lot more built up, more homes being built? And
when the electric trains came through.
Oh, right. Mm. So that would have been in the...
Oh, no, I don't know when that was.
I know that
quite a few
went
number
through to Penrith in 55,
yeah.
So it would have been then, I guess.
About then, yeah.
Mm.
Well, that's when Blacktown started to go ahead very much, because we've got the electric trains, which makes a difference.
Yes.
Makes a difference.
And a lot more people came to live out that way
because
it was more accessible.
Yeah, that's right, that is so, really, because people do, well, they don't like to come where it takes them about 2 or 3 hours to get into the city.
That's right.
Even now they make a fuss about getting into the city, people do. But
it's not really far.
No, but years ago everybody just did it because, well, you either went in by train or you didn't go.
That's right.
And no one took any notice.
Yeah.
Now they make a fuss. Oh, one thing. Well, I don't know.
And how did you feel about it when the area started becoming more populated?
Oh, it didn't worry me really. I thought it was quite good. Because if you had a better populated area, you have more shops.
Better facilities.
That's true.
And did the shops improve?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they would have up the street. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Oh, up the street they would have.
More supermarkets and that sort of thing.
So much supermarket. Oh, well, of course, in latter years there's been quite a few supermarkets.
But in the 50s.
Oh, no, there wouldn't have been. There wouldn't have been any more or less the big corner shops in the 50s.
And did the health services improve too? The hospital was built in the 60s, wasn't it?
The hospital must be nearly 30 year old. So it would have been about 60, yeah. Mm. That's the Blacktown one. Yeah, it must be. I think it's about 28, I have no idea, something like that. One section of it. And of course then the maternity, they built them not so many years ago, the maternity part of it. But the old part, that was probably maybe 30 years ago, I think.
And you're still active in the auxiliary.
Well, I am mostly when I get back to it.
You will be again.
I hope I will anyway.
And did you find you had a lot of friends, say back in the old days here. Did you have a lot of friends with neighbours and that sort of thing? Was it a friendly community?
Not really, because when you go to work, you don't get much time to socialise, as the saying goes. And I often wonder now how I did the tennis court up and played tennis, and did my work and went to work.
Because
you're a lot younger then, of course, you can do things.
You must have been pretty energetic all the same.
Well, I probably was too. Mm. Probably was. But you look back and you think, well, how did I do all that? But then, of course, I mean to say, 30 years ago or something like that, really, a lot younger and a lot more energetic and so on.
And did you have a lot of electrical appliances to help you? Like vacuum cleaners? And
vacuum cleaner, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. And an electric stove?
No, I had a fuel stove.
Did you?
Which is over that corner it was. It's only the last, 20 years, I suppose, that I had this house renovated.
Mm.
It was weatherboard and firebrae before, not finished, straight across the front. But when we sold the land where the units are now, three blocks through this street, myself, the people next door, and the lady on the other side, we sold the three blocks through that way.
Oh, did you?
And they then built the units.
Oh.
Yeah. But we didn't get a lot of money because they wanted to put the sewer on, and you know what the councils are, they want you to spend a lot of money, and we didn't get very much as it was, because all those years are back. We didn't get much, but still, it was out of the way. I found that was, when you work, it's a bit hard to cope trying to
keep all that.
So I was really glad to get rid of it, really, and then get a bit of money. Then I was able to, with what I was working, able to get the house renovated and make it more modern.
And so when would that have been?
Oh, that would have been over 20 years ago.
It would have been probably in the late 60s or something.
Yeah, something like that,
And you used your fuel stove up until then, did you?
Oh, yes. Really? Yeah. They were good, the fuel stoves. Mm. You know, you didn't know anything different. But they were good because you could pop them on and put a big pot of soup. My mother used to have, the old-fashioned boilers.
Oh, yeah.
Every Saturday she'd put this big boiler of pea soup on.
Oh,
beautiful.
Wonderful.
And let it boil there for hours with... used to get soup bones and split peas and all that kind of thing, poke all in, everything used to go in, but the kitchen sink, as they say, and let it boil there for hours, and was really beautiful.
Mm.
And we used to have basin at this, not a little place, we used to have basin full.
Did you?
Yeah, oh yes, and we used to have visitors and they'd have a basin full too. It was really nice, the old pea soup's really nice. But then I used to do more as the same, and with my fuel stove, and Joey said, it's got lovely rice puddings, cream rice. Now you put them on, let them cook slowly for a couple of hours, and really lovely.
Mm. And did you have to collect the fuel for it too?
Oh yeah, you just go across there.
Did you do that too?
I cut my leg once.
Did you?
Yeah, going down there, because it was all no houses down there, it was all timber and bush. Yeah, I was going one day and I cut my leg. A real V cut, actually. This one.
Oh, you can still see the scar.
Here somewhere.
Yeah,
there. And my children, of course, were going to school, And I come up and up a, we have a side that, well, we used to now, it's the air conditioner there. But I remember trotting through the house there with only lying on the floor. There was blood all around the place. I thought, oh dear. I tried to wipe it up the best I could, and then I think I went up here because there was a private hospital up at the top of the street.
Oh, yeah.
But they couldn't, so they sent me to Parramatta. And that was what I was worried about. My children would come home and find this blood and think, oh, what's happened to Mum?
Oh, dear.
Anyway, eventually they put a stitch in it and they sent me home. Anyway, that was one of the things of getting the wood, firewood.
To do the cooking.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And no, he just did. He didn't take any notice, really. And then I think after a while you could probably buy a few blocks of wood, you know, and just chop them up.
Nice. Did you have a refrigerator?
I had a refrigerator eventually. Yeah, a green one. Yeah, a green one, which I had for years and years and years. Yeah.
And before that, did you have the ice chest? Or?
Yeah, the ice chest. Yeah, you used to buy ice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody had ice chests. Mm. Before that, they had, many years ago, they had like a little meat safe kind of thing. Now, if I wouldn't remember that, they had like a meat safe.
No, not
really. And you used to put a wet bag down in front of it. Wasn't very satisfactory, but still. But now you couldn't get ice and all that kind of thing. That was when my mother had children.
Mm.
That gets gone back a long while ago.
And she couldn't get ice?
No, there was no ice around then.
Really?
Come in latter years, and did come in latter years, because everybody bought ice chests then. Yeah.
So she had to manage with nothing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And it was really hot out here too.
Oh yes, it would have been. But you know, you put a wet bag over them and imagine how you cope when you have to.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. And you don't know anything different, you see, that's the point. Mm. Yeah.
And